Friday, 13th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings. First reading, the book of Genesis 23, verse 1. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died at Kiriath-Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and said to the Hittites, I am a stranger and a sojourner among you. Give me property among you for a burying place, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his house, who had charge of all that he had, Put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but will go to my country and to my kindred, and take a wife for my son Isaac. The servant said to him, Perhaps the woman may not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came? Abraham said to him, See to it that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth, and who spoke to me and swore to me, To your descendants I will give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this oath of mine. Only you must not take my son back there. Now Isaac had come from Beer Laharao, Roe, and was dwelling in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she alighted from the camel, and said to the servant, Who is the man yonder, walking in the field to meet us? The servant said, It is my master. So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into the tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, Follow me. And he rose and followed him. And as he sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when he heard it, he said, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Theme: Only the sick need doctors. As leaders of people, such as parents, pastors, superiors, we have the duty to take care of both the healthy and the sick sheep. The sick require even more of our attention. We should recognize not only the sickness of our sheep, but also effective ways to heal them. Today's readings give us some examples of good shepherds. In the first reading, the patriarch Abraham knew that Isaac, his son, was very sad when he lost his mother. He prepared to find him a good wife, so that he might not be sad and begin to build up his own family. In the Gospel, once again, Jesus acted as the Good Shepherd by looking out for the lost sheep. He found Matthew, a tax collector, and wanted him to be one of his apostles. When he came to Matthew's house for dinner, some Pharisees criticized him for sitting at the same table with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus forcefully said to them, "For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Analysis reading 1. Isaac loved Rebekah and was comforted after his mother's death. Sarah passed away. There was nothing that caused more sadness for Isaac than losing his dear mother. Sarah took good care of her son because he was her only son in her old age. All of her love was for him. After burying his wife, Abraham knew that it was time to find a wife for Isaac, his son, so that he might be comforted after the death of his mother. Abraham put his faith in God when he looked for a wife for his son. Abraham faced three big difficulties in this task. He couldn't go back to his country to find a wife for his son because he was too old. Abraham didn't want to take a Canaanite girl to be Isaac's wife. He wanted to have a girl who lived in the same town because he believed marriage was for life. Like most Oriental parents, Abraham wanted to have a background check on the girl's family, whom his son would marry. Abraham and his head servant knew all those who lived in this town, but they knew nothing of the Canaanites whom they were living with. Therefore, Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his house, who had charge of everything he had, "Put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by God, by the Lord, the God of heaven and of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but will go to my country and find my kindred and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac." Abraham didn't want his son to move back to Ur, his original country, but to stay in Canaan to inherit the promised land which God promised to give him. The head servant recognized difficulty might happen, so he asked Abraham, "Perhaps the woman may not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came?" Abraham said to him, "See to it that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth, and who spoke to me and swore to me, 'To your descendants I will give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there." Abraham knew that to satisfy both conditions wasn't easy. Therefore he said to his servant, "But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this oath of mine. Only you must not take my son back there." Abraham believed God would find a good wife from his original country for his son. During Abraham's life, God always kept his promises. He blessed Abraham and his family in all things. Isaac received Rebekah as his wife and forgot about his mother's death. The marriage between Isaac and Rebekah was indeed in God's providence. To understand this point, we must read chapter 24 in the book of Genesis. Today's passage briefly reported how Abraham's servant found Rebekah and convinced her to leave her parents to come to Canaan with Isaac. She agreed, and Isaac brought her into the tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Gospel. Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. The Pharisees' reaction. For them, the tax collector Matthew was considered a public sinner, as a prostitute would be. Because he helped the Roman emperor to exploit his own people. Therefore, when they saw Jesus sit at the same table with Matthew and his companions, they said to Jesus' disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" If we consider only the human aspect, they had a reason to criticize Jesus, because most Vietnamese parents, they often teach their children, "If you live near the ink, you shall be dark, and if you live near the lamp, you shall be light." But this standard can't be applied to the experienced, the righteous, and especially Jesus. Jesus' reaction, he answered them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" Physically, if a doctor is afraid of catching a disease from a patient, he can't come close to the patient to heal him. Jesus likened him as the healer of spiritual sickness, though he hates sins, but he must be close to sinners to find ways to lead them back. Jesus invited the Pharisees to examine two things. God loves those who bring mercy more than of their sacrifice, because sacrifices are animals without souls, but mercy brings back to God his children. If the Pharisees had carefully examined their conscience, they would find out that they also need God's mercy because they are all sinners. Only because of pride and self-labeling themselves as the righteous, they refused to receive God's mercy. Jesus was the one who preached and described God's mercy for the sinners. In today's passage, Matthew was so touched by Jesus' calling that he stood up and immediately gave up everything to follow him. Jesus might have been the first one who treated him like a person. All others condemned and prevented him from entering the temple. Similar things also happened to Zacchaeus, the head of the tax collectors, and to the adulterous women. Those who have many sins can easily recognize their sins and repent more than those who call themselves righteous. Application in life. As leaders, we must be wise to recognize the sickness of those who God gives to us, and to find effective ways to heal them. We should never criticize or prevent sinners from coming to God. All of us are sinners and need God's forgiveness.